This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the hours leading up to the inauguration today, the outgoing administration has launched some final arrows at some alleged corporate malefactors. Here to look at this flurry of activity from federal regulators is Marketplace's Lewis Wallace. Lewis, give me at least some of this list.
Okay, deep breath. The Federal Trade Commission settled with Uber for $20 million just yesterday over accusations that the company exaggerated how much its drivers would make. Drivers in New York and San Francisco could see some of that money. The FTC also settled for $586 million with Western Union. The company admitted to allegations that it didn't try to stop fraud. It let people transfer money under false identities and look the other way while criminal activity happened on its Global Wire service. Whoa. And this week, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau filed two major lawsuits, one against Minnesota-based TCF National Bank over tricky stuff with overdraft fees, another against Navient. That's the country's largest student loan servicer. CFPB accuses Navient of, quote, poor treatment of student loan borrowers, misleading its customers and steering them towards more expensive loan options.
Now, there's no coincidence in the timing here, right? It is related, do you think, to the transfer of power that is happening as we speak?
Yeah, it seems that way. Duke law professor James Cox says the corporations actually have an interest in reaching deals before we get a new president. For them, it's a play against uncertainty.
Dynamics are known now. You don't know how they're going to change over the weekend or next week, et cetera, with new leadership at the Department of Justice and other places. Maybe a lot of things will be put on hold.
And he says federal staff want to settle things or move them along before their jobs are up for grabs.
The government's probably settling at a discount now versus what they think they would be able to get had there not been a regime change.
In other words, the government may be offering the companies a better deal now so that they can get it done.
All right. So your source used the phrase regime change. On that note, what could be different for these regulators in this new administration?
Well, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which was created just a few years ago after the financial crisis to keep a closer eye on lenders, it might be doomed. Trump has indicated he'd like to dismantle it. His words were, get rid of.
What about the Federal Trade Commission? Are we keeping that?
Yeah, the FTC is more likely to still exist. Trump will have a chance to put his own appointees on it who could be less interested in tight regulation.
Lewis, thank you.